So with the words that Lee just ended, the cooperation with Gaia, we are invited to consciously, fully in our body, in our presence on the rocks, by this beautiful journey we started this morning to Canyon de Chelly. That is the land of Navajos and other tribes that live here, and as Monica said, the stewards of the land, preserving and living the life and legacy of their ancestors. And we are guests on this land. Let us always remember, whenever you go to indigenous land, you're always a guest at their home, and their home is the land. And as we heard from some of the guides that synchronistically appear on our journey today, we were invited to announce our name and our presence and feel the welcome from the land, from the ancestors, from Mother Earth and Father Sky above this land, watching over it like its children, as the father and the mother that is holding her in her arms, holding us right now. So in all your being, in all your majesty and all your soul, and all your love and compassion and kindness and appreciation and gratitude and honor, deep honor, and the privilege to be here, and the honor to have a Navajo who lives here, was born here, his family lives here with us in this channel. We are invited to connect with our hearts, with our minds, with our soul, and feel all that it has to give us, the beauty all around us, reflecting the beauty that's inside on us, and the love of the Creator that has no beginning, no end, of all that is connecting to us, the I am that I am, the source and splendor of our divinity.
And so I invite you once again to place your crystal in your hand and give it three breaths. And we announce to the crystal and to Gaia, I am here. I am here as a living part of Gaia. I am here as a living part of the Creator. I exist because of all the ancestors that came before me. Is it possible your crystal also had ancestors? And if your crystal had ancestors, where did they come from? Where do they reside? And so the invitation is to greet the ancestors of your own biological lineage, your earth lineage, and your galactic lineage. For you are terrestrial and celestial at the same time. And there are more ancestors than you could possibly know. In the evening, as you look at the stars in the sky, your ancestors above know you. They know you personally. They know you by name. They exist as love consciousness, and they smile down and gaze upon you, even through the day. They are visible at night, but their invisible love is present and with you 24/7. And so we greet them and we invite them to come closer. And again, we say, thank you, Gaia, for being here. Thank you, Gaia, for loving us. Thank you, Gaia, for loving me. Thank you, dear Creator, for being here. Thank you, dear Creator, for loving us. Thank you, Creator, for loving me. And when we say, Thank you, dear Kryon, for being here. Thank you, dear Kryon, for loving us. Thank you, dear Kryon, for loving me.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the sixth channel of eight. The group finds itself in the sun. On the tip, you might say, or the edge or the rim of a beautiful canyon. A canyon that has a lineage of beauty, of ancestors. Canyon Diche. Everywhere this group goes and has gone in these last few days, they face a commonality. And the commonality is that the ones who belong to the land, who call this home, have taught the same things I am teaching. There are those who would say, well, you are bringing forth things which are modern concepts. I'll get to one in a moment. But I'm not. The truth is this. You are revisiting ancient wisdom, which talks about a multidimensional land where the ancestors are still alive there, where life is seen is in many layers, and one of the layers is within the dirt. Dear ones, this is ancient information which is now belonging to the future. The circle will be complete. It may take some generations, but this is what is happening now. For those on the planet who consider themselves modern are starting to learn from the ancestors and what they have said and known for many years. This sixth channel has a meaning. The meaning is with the energy of the number represented. Again, I will tell you that the energy of numbers is a science, and it's a complex one. The Tibetans, in all of their numbers and their wisdom in creating energies for them, like other number systems, also included, to make it even more complex, what does a number next to a number do to the number it's next to? And when you have a series of them in a pattern, what does that mean? We're looking at some of the simplest meanings, and we've done this before. But anyone who's followed these teachings have realized that every time we define the numbers, it gets a little different. And that is because the energy of the numbers is a basic meaning. But then those things around it start to change with the consciousness of humanity. Number six. I'll tell you, this is a big one. This is probably the most meaningful, multi-meaning numbered the Tibetans had. And there's a reason for that, and I'm going to tell you that in a moment as well. Number six. In Tibetan numerology, love, communications, and harmony. All three. You might say of all of the numbers, this is probably the one that is closest to the Creator. This is probably the one that they would look at and smile first when it was then drawn among numbers. This is the one that they would say every single human being has. Whereas the other numbers are attributes, this is the one that belongs to humanity. But more than that, it has to do with something else the Tibetans had. This, dear ones, is the middle of the universe. And here's what I mean. The structure of the universe is in 12s. Threes, fours, twelves, it shows itself everywhere to you, everywhere. And we have given you this information before. How many half steps in music? Take a look at the compass. Even into that which is the numbering system that naturally falls within the memory cards in your camera. They're all divisible by 12. And the numbers and the factors of them are all divisible by 12. And what this means to you is that base 12 is the way the universe works and always has. And it's so obvious in so many ways, and it falls at your feet, and yet you count in tens. The Himalayas, if you study the cultures on that mountain range, whether it's Nepal or Tibet, they had base 12. And this is provable. It is something in history. It is something they are looking at even in their language. They understood the 12s. Isn't it interesting? You don't have to be modern or wish to have modern mathematics to understand the profound meaning of having the structure of the universe as your mathematics day by day. There are some on the planet who needed base 12 for what they've done that you marvel at. The Egyptians were one, very cleverly, showing the planet even after they're gone that they had the mathematics of 12. It's a sacred mathematics, dear ones. It's not just another way to count. Dear ones, this is the mathematic structure, the duodecimal, that will take you to the stars. And that's the only one that will. Six is the middle of that. And this is what they saw as the spiritual beings and the masters they were. When they assigned this middle number, it's the middle of the 12 structure, to love. Can you see how this is related to everything that we teach? It's not science. It's not physics. It's not math. It's the engine of the Creator, dear ones. And someday these words will be trotted out, as they say, and listened to and read again. And there will be those who say, well, we're just discovering now what he said back on the rim of Canyon de Chelly. I will tell you something. This is the system, again, that's going to solve a lot of the world's problems that you cannot solve now, because you haven't seen the patterns in the mathematics that you need to have for the physics that is needed, for the new electricity, for the water, all of these things. You're going to need inventions that are going to only come when you start to understand the physics of all that is around you better. Can you see here, as we teach you, how a simple assignment of an energy to a number is far more than you might have imagined? It's not just for readings or tarot. It lives within you. This entire idea of energetic numbers, or energies that perhaps reside in other things, perhaps even within the rocks of the earth, they're starting to speak to you differently. This system, ancient as it is going to be something to be looked at in a different way, even by modern science, when they start to see the wisdom of the elders that have occupied this planet for hundreds of years before modern technology. It is when you put them together that you start seeing what can be done. Imagine an energy of harmony, of communication. What kind of harmony? I'm not talking about music, dear ones. What if the harmony was the harmony between human consciousness and the soil of the earth? That's a harmony. Where frequencies align and come together in coherence, and patterns develop that you've never seen before. I speak of things right now that you may not understand, but others will later. You talk about communication? That's number 6. What do you think about a day when you might open a communication channel and the stars say hello? That's coming. That's coming. And you will say to them, what took you so long? Why haven't you said hello before? And they say, welcome to the family. And you say again, why did you wait so long? And they'll say, we've been waiting for you to pass the shift. We've been waiting for an earth with a consciousness that is not barbaric. That's what they're waiting for. And that's who you are. The edge of that movement, the movement of the 6, you might say, to take us to a place, us collectively on this planet, that will simply wipe out the dark, the things that are so inappropriate and so sorrowful on this planet, will someday only be in history books. That is why I love you so much. You're working the puzzle. And I'll tell you this. You're one of the first generations to work the puzzle. And the rest, in your history, all of your past lives, you've simply been in survival. And today, in the shift, you're starting to open up and say, is there something bigger? And if there is, what do I do with it? How can I work with it? How does it work? How do I feel about it? How can I deal with it? This is the first phase of ascended beings. Listen. You hear humanism. You hear nature. You hear your own breath. Beautiful, the coherence of nature with you, with you, with you, with others with you. There's more here than you think. I am Kryon. I have come here to love you. And I do. And I do. And so it is.